This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Every president got up and said, we're going to rein in government, we're going to stop the spending, we're going to get control of the bureaucracy. Nobody did. President Trump's making a real effort to do that, and you got to be bold, and that's what this effort's about, and it's to serve and support all Americans and all Pennsylvanians.
Welcome back to The Week in Philly. Dave McCormick is a few months into his first term as a United States Senator from Pennsylvania. Needless to say, it is an interesting time to be getting your feet wet in Washington, and KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward had the chance to talk with the Republican this week, and Jim joins us now. Jim, you touched on a wide range of topics in your conversation. Let's start with education. At the federal level, we saw the Trump administration institute mass layoffs this week. Of course, the administration's been very vocal about wanting to dismantle the Department of Education. You asked the senator about recent testimony by Pennsylvania's acting Secretary of Education to the State Senate Appropriations Committee during budget hearings, where she talked about how devastating dismantling the Department of Education at the federal level would be. Tell us more.
Yeah, the word that Carrie Rowe, our acting State Education Secretary, used was catastrophic, and saying that if you look back over history, she specifically said 1945, 1965, and then compare that to education today in 2025. And she says it's the U.S. Department of Education that has changed our mindset to the point now where everyone agrees that there's a fundamental right for all students, no matter race, economic status, ability, for an education.
The intricacies, the interconnectedness of what they provide to us is something that has been created over many decades, and it won't take that long to dismantle, and I'm not sure it can ever be put back together quite the same way again.
I asked Senator McCormick his thoughts on that.
That is a deeply misguided reckoning of history. So that our education system is failing us. The only evidence you need to look at is our competitiveness relative to the rest of the world. I think we're 27th or 30th in the world. So our education system's in decline in relative terms. That's indisputable. And the Department of Education has not been in any way associated with any improvement in education across our country at all. So I don't see any merit in that argument.
And he goes on to say that if the Department of Education is dismantled, funding that is effective can still come out from the federal government, but the actual Department of Education would go away and that bureaucracy, that framework would disappear. So really stark contrast of the two viewpoints here as far as education's concerned.
Did you get the chance to talk with the senator on the work that DOGE is doing, that Department of Governmental Efficiency that Elon Musk is, I guess, in charge of, depends on who you ask, but does it bother him what they're doing? Does it bother him that they seem to be, at least to me, taking power away from the legislative branch, which is supposed to have power of the purse? I mean, all this money they're cutting, was money that had already been approved by Congress.
Senator McCormick says that Elon Musk had a lunch with senators and discussed this and basically said that echoed Donald Trump in saying that any executive overreach or any possible executive overreach will be decided by the courts. And McCormick says that President Trump's trying to rein in government and at the same time give transparency while he's doing it, saying that there's a lot of money that's being spent on programs that what McCormick says most voters would not think are good ideas. He says while previous presidents have said they plan to cut spending, nobody did. And this, in his words, is a real effort. And you have to be bold in making these efforts.
You're going to make some mistakes. You know, there's no way to launch big, bold moves perfectly. And so the key when you're undertaking something like this is to have a mechanism where you're getting constant feedback of things that may not have made sense, even if the overall effort does make sense, and you can make the changes and adjustments on the fly. You know, Elon Musk would be the first person to say, hey, we're going to get it 90% right.
The example that he points to was planned layoffs at the Department of Agriculture during the bird flu epidemic. When they got feedback that that's not a good idea, they backed off it. And he says that Musk admits that for the 10% that's not right, they need to make sure they get that feedback. And that's what McCormick says is the transparency so they can make the changes.
What are some of the senator's priorities here in his early days in office?
They remain, as he said on the campaign trail, securing the country's borders and stopping the flow of fentanyl. This week, McCormick, as part of a bipartisan group that includes Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons, introducing legislation that would create an interagency joint task force that would investigate and enforce illegal fentanyl trafficking, focusing heavily on China, which they say is the primary source of the synthetic and deadly opioid.
Overall, how does he see the first few months of the Trump administration?
He points to both his time on the campaign trail and Donald Trump's time on the campaign trail and the messaging that they put out. And he feels that the Trump administration is acting on those promises and statements that were made.
The roadmap's clear. President Trump's leading the charge on many of those issues. And I'm trying to be a great representative of our Commonwealth.
To do many of the things that Donald Trump wants to do, it takes bold action. And he feels that's what we're seeing from the administration and from Elon Musk with his DOGE effort.
All right. Thank you, Jim. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward joining us. We have much more to get to on this week's edition of The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio. Stay with us. The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.